This week's Parsha, Parshas Va'eschanan, begins with the recounting of Moshe Rabbeinu's heartfelt and ultimately unsuccessful tefillah. E'ev rana ve'ere'eh es ha'aretz ha'teva asher be'ever ha'yardein. Moshe Rabbeinu begs and pleads with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please let me pass and see the beautiful, the good land that is be'ever ha'yardein. Chazal ask, Mifnei ma nis'ava Moshe Rabbeinu likanes la'aretz Yisrael? What did Moshe Rabbeinu want so much? What was his great desire to come into Eretz Yisrael? V'chi le'achol mipiryahu tzarich? Does he need to eat from our fruits? Or l'spaya mituvahu tzarich? Does he need to be satisfied from its goodness? Ela kach amar Moshe, but this is what Moshe said. Harbe mitzvahs nitztavu Yisrael. There are many mitzvahs, mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aretz, ve'ein miskaimen ela be'aretz Yisrael. These mitzvahs, it's only possible to keep these mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. And that's what he wanted. No, it was not to eat from the fruits, but to experience the fullness of doing mitzvahs that could only be done in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, for Moshe Rabbeinu, Eretz Yisrael was the means for getting to a higher place of Kedusha. And so must Eretz Yisrael be for us. The love of Eretz Yisrael is paramount. For 2,000 years, Klal Yisrael has been davening multiple times a day, V'sechazena einenu b'shuvcha l'tzion b'rachamim. We just want to go home. But we have to remember that the reason we want to go to Eretz Yisrael is to access the Kedusha that is there, to make it a means to the end and not just the end itself. Just a few psukim later, Perek Dalet Pasuk Hei, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Re'eh, see, limadati eschem chukim u'mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem alaykai. Hashem has commanded me to give over the chukim and mishpatim, and I taught them to you. La'asais kein bekerav ha'aretz asher atem ba'im shama l'rishta, in order that you should keep the Torah and mitzvahs in the land that you are coming into to inherit. Rav Hirsch points out, we are the only nation who gets our laws before we come into the land. Every other nation is a nation by the virtue of the fact that they come from the same land, eat the same food, and have the same culture and customs and shared history. The Americans were originally Europeans from many countries who found themselves coming to the shores of America. After a couple of hundred years, they created a constitution based on their needs and shared history, created a flag and an anthem about the flag, and became American. A very concise version of American history. But what makes an American is the fact that they live in America. The French are French because they come from France, speak French, and drink fine wines. So to the Chinese who live in China, the Italians who eat pasta, and the Indians who speak Hindi. However, the Jews are different. Ein umasenu uma ela b'tayrasa, says Rav Sadia Gaon. And what it means is that our nation is a nation because of our law, because of our Torah. This is why and how we have survived for 2,000 years in a diaspora, something no other nation was able to do. Of course, again, Eretz Yisrael is crucial. But we can still be a nation without our land. In fact, take a Jew from Eretz Yisrael and one from Moscow and a Jew from Canada and another from Morocco. We do not share the same culture, the same language, the same food, the same mentality. Our music sounds different. Our customs are disparate. And yet we have a common goal, a common soul. We share the Torah and the mitzvahs, and that's what unites us. Montesquieu was one of the foremost philosophers of the French Enlightenment, and he wrote a book called The Spirit of the Laws. In this treatise, Montesquieu argues that the political institutions needed for their success to reflect the social and geographical aspects of a particular community. Meaning that although he believed that everyone should have something called division of power, how exactly that's going to be implemented has to be determined by the lay of the land. Is it a big land or a small land? What's the history of the country? What are the people like? And it would be different for every country based on its history, people, and geography. The Torah is the exact opposite. People may change, our culture may change, our geography may change, the weather will change, but Torah will not. Torah will never change. It will remain the constant. Moshe Rabbeinu was davening because he desperately wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. But the goal was not to go into Eretz Yisrael. The goal was not to eat from the fruits or to see the beautiful land. The goal was to be able to fulfill the Torah and mitzvahs to a higher level and a higher degree. It's interesting that in Al HaMichya we do ask for Le'echol Mipirya V'Lispaya Mituva. We ask to go back to an Eretz Chemda Taiva Urachava. What are we asking for? The Maharal explains these words, an Eretz Chemda Taiva Urachava. And he says there are three dimensions of good. Eretz Yisrael is an Eretz Chemda. It's a desirable country, yes, because the fruits in Eretz Yisrael have a taste that fruits in no other land have. It's good, it's a Chemda, because it's an Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. It's a beautiful country. It has water and mountains and desert and forests. It has the Hermon and the Golan and the Yam HaMelech and everything in between. It's a gorgeous country. It's an Eretz Chemda. But there's more. It's an Eretz Taiva. Taiva is because of the Ruchnius level that there is in Eretz Yisrael. But on the highest level, it's an Eretz Rechava. It's a wide land. And for anyone who has been in Eretz Yisrael, we all know that it's not a wide country. We all know that it takes less than 45 minutes to drive from east to west. So what does it mean that Eretz Yisrael is a wide country? Eretz Yisrael is a country that stretches. It's also called Eretz Tzvi. It's a land of a deer. Because when you take off the skin of a deer, it looks like a whole deer could not possibly fit into the skin. And yet the skin stretches to encompass a whole deer. And so too Eretz Yisrael. It's physically a very small country. When the Peel Commission came in the end of the 1930s to determine just how many people could possibly live in this country, the number they came up with, tragically, was 600,000. And based on this number and their inborn anti-Semitism, they produced the infamous white paper limiting the amount of emigration to Eretz Yisrael, saying that there's no way that we can have so many people coming into this land. 600,000 people, they said, and yet today over 8 million people live in Eretz Yisrael. It's an Eretz Tzvi. The rule is that the more Kedusha something has, the more can be squeezed into it. Yerushalayim had a nes. No one ever said, Sarli Hamakom Shalom B'Yerushalayim. Nobody ever said, I don't have place to live, to sleep in Yerushalayim. On Pesach, more than 12 million people would come, and the whole Yerushalayim was 4 square kilometers, including Karabayis that didn't have any people on it, and yet there was room for everyone. And in the Azara, which had even more Kedusha, which means that more people would be able to squeeze in, it was around 1,500 square amas, which should fit around 1,500 people. And on Erev Pesach, about 1.2 million people would come with their sheep, mostly during the first two Mishmaris, meaning roughly 500,000 people at one time. If you do the math, it's 300 people standing in every amma. Impossible. Even more impossible was what happened in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, whose dimensions left no room for the Aron, and yet the Aron fit in. Eretz Yisrael is an Eretz Rechava because there's space. There's lots of space for everybody. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld used to say it's like a mother's table. At the mother's table, there's always room for the children. There's never not enough room for a son or daughter to come home. The more Kedusha, the more Rechava. The Maharal continues with his theme of Chemda Taiva Urachava. A well-known concept in Machshava is that what is true for space, in this case Eretz Yisrael, is true as well for time and for people. We can also access the qualities of Chemda Taiva Urachava. Let's start with time. There are times of Chemda, times when we do what we are meant to do with our time. We eat, we drink, we sleep, we take care of important things. We're in the middle of the summer, we're in Bein Hazmanim, everyone is enjoying themselves with Chemda, relationships, family time, trips, relaxation. It's a beautiful time of Chemda. And then there's the time of Taiva. It's time where I spend doing Chesed and Maisim Tovim, time for learning Torah, time for doing mitzvahs. But sometimes time transcends time, when you feel like you managed to do far more than is physically possible. A historic example would be Moshe Rabbeinu learning Kol HaTorah Kula, perhaps many times over, in just 40 days and 40 nights. But we too have times of rechava. These are times, days when we accomplish so much. Think about the day before Erev Pesach, when so much has to happen. Think about spending a half hour conversation with somebody and you totally change the relationship. You can change worlds in a half hour. Think about your most accomplished moments. Try not to think too much about the time that we waste and how much we can accomplish in that time that we waste. How much can we do with our time? Because we all have moments of rechava, moments where we fit so much into our time. And so too with nefesh, with ourselves. Sometimes we are people of chemda. Derech eretz kodma l'teira. We are pleasant, we act the way we are meant to, we act properly, we do the right thing, we make a kiddush Hashem wherever we go. This is chemda. Sometimes we are people of toiva, ein toiv ela teira. This is people who fill themselves up with learning teira. Rechava is when we transcend ourselves. When we totally fill ourselves and more. The Altar of Kelm says that as a rubber bag, which is small, but you can stuff more and more and more things into it, we can surprise ourselves by stretching and then stretching a little bit more and stretching even more. Rav Dessler says that one of the miracles, one of the biggest nisim, is that Hashem took something spiritual and infinite, our neshama, and stuffed it into a physical and finite container. The actions of man, with our actions, we can lift ourselves and expand well beyond what is practically possible or expected. We are at the end of the tkufa of the mourning for the Churban and beginning our ascent to the Yimei Ratzain. The letters of Av, Aleph Beis, can stand for Elul Ba. In just 7 weeks, we will stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Din. We recognize that like Moshe Rabbeinu, there is a void in our lives that we cannot go to Eretz Yisrael together with Mashiach to see the rebuilt Beis HaMikdash. We are missing the tremendous Kedusha. However, although we were not zeicha to have been mekabel pnei Mashiach tzidkenu this Tisha B'Av, we have something perhaps even more important. We have the Torah, which came before Knisas Eretz Yisrael, and we have our own ability to use our time and our talents to stretch beyond what we thought was possible, to transcend our own abilities and to become the best that we can be. We hope and daven for the time of Nachamu Nachamu Ami, when we will be able to access what Moshe Rabbeinu asked for, the chemda, the taiva, the rechava. May we be zeicha together in Eretz Yisrael and greet Pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu and in Eretz Yisrael together to be able to reach our full potential. Good Shabbos.